Welcome to the School of the Holy Spirit. It's month 2, week 4. This is the week that we've been preparing for. You know, in the School of the Holy Spirit, we come to see that the Holy Spirit is our constant abiding companion, and we want to come to know the Holy Spirit personally, and we want to experience what Jesus called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's what we're focused on today, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, experiencing it. We also want to learn how to move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and how to live a life in the Holy Spirit through prayer that is personal and communal. And lastly, we want to learn how to live in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. So far in the school, we've studied the person of the Holy Spirit and his ministry in your life as a believer. And in the last 3 sessions, we've been preparing to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We've readied our hearts to be immersed in the river of life, so that we can drip with the presence and power of God. Wouldn't that be exciting life? To drip with the presence and the power of God. You've got to admit, when you think about the apostles, in the Acts of the Apostles, when you think about them, they were definitely dripping with the presence and the power of God. And we've readied our hearts to be clothed with power from on high. And we've readied our hearts to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now this week, our focus scripture is Psalm 27, verse 8. Psalm 27, verse 8 says, "My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek." Psalm 27, verse 8. That's beautiful, isn't it? Your face, Lord, I will seek. To seek someone's face is to come to know them personally. Today, we're seeking a deep intimacy with God. We're seeking the face of God. We want to come again into that deep personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "In a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Today, your few days has come to pass. I don't know what date it is that you're listening to this teaching, but boy, I hope you'll put this date in your mind, because this is going to be a huge day. A huge day. In eternity, this day is going to be a huge day in your life. This is exciting, isn't it? You've been preparing, oh my gosh, all these weeks, 7 weeks, and finally you're here. Let's just review, though. Let's review. Because, you know, the Word of God says in Romans 10, 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10, 17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We want an increase of faith in our life so that we can receive all that God has for us. So we're going to go back and we're going to review the word of God, because as we, again, get into the word of God, it's going to increase our faith. In Acts chapter 1, verse 5, Acts 1, 5, the word of God proclaims, "For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit." This is the Lord Jesus speaking here. He's telling the apostles, "In a few days you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit." And in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Acts 1, 8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you." And in Luke 24:49, "I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you're clothed with power from on high." You know, there is one thing you can ask of God that you can, I'm going to tell you right now, there's one thing you can ask of God that you can be assured that if you ask for this, it will happen. And that's for more of the Holy Spirit. It's a promise of the Father. And we, I think it's in Luke 11, it talks about in Luke 11, remember, about the ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it'll be opened to you. And Lord Jesus says this, that if we ask for more of the Holy Spirit, we will receive it. The Father wants to give you more of the Holy Spirit. That's a promise. Hey, listen, if you want to do some betting, instead of going to the casino, here's a good bet. Bet on this promise. That if you ask for more of the Holy Spirit, you will receive more of the Holy Spirit. Remember, the reporter asked Holy Father, blessed memory, Pope John Paul II, asked him, "Holy Father, when you pray, what do you ask of God?" What was the Holy Father's response? "More of the Holy Spirit. More of the Holy Spirit." Today, we're asking for more of the Holy Spirit. In Mark chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, Mark chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, and this is, it's talking about John the Baptist here, and this was his message. After me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus is the one that's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Not me, not anybody in the prayer group, not anybody at church, not even the Pope himself. Right here, it says, I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. You know, we've been preparing our hearts to receive more of the Holy Spirit, but you know who else is going to be with you today? Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus is going to come when we pray. In just a few moments, we're going to pray, and Lord Jesus is going to come. And Lord Jesus is going to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. And you know who else is going to be there? God, your Father, because he so loves you. He just loves being every place that you are. In John 3:34, the Word of God says, For the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit. God, your Father, wants to give you the Holy Spirit without limit. And I said this earlier, that the problem is that we receive the Holy Spirit in limit, don't we? Well, hey, today I want to encourage you. Take off the limit. Let's not go for a little. Let's go for a lot. Let's go for a lot. You know, when the apostles received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, you remember that they were, the people thought they were drunk. Now think about this. What a way to start the church with a bunch of people who look drunk. You know, somebody needs to teach God how to be God. That's the interesting way to start your church, God. You know why? Because they were so overcome with the Holy Spirit. And the apostles for 9 days had been praying. 9 days they were praying. I guess I was a little rough on you, huh? I made you wait 7 weeks. The apostles, they waited 9 days of constant prayer, and then the Holy Spirit came. And their hearts were so open that they didn't receive the Holy Spirit in measure. So today, let's stop looking at what we're comfortable with or what we would like from God. Let's just surrender to God. Remember, again, being a Christian is not about being in control. Being a Christian is being about being out of control, but under the control of the Holy Spirit. So let's make sure today that we receive the Holy Spirit without limit. And then Acts 2, verses 1 through 4, Lord Jesus said, in a few days you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now, what does that look like? Where is it that happens in the Bible? Well, you know, it's in Acts 2, verses 1 through 4 about Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. Now, I want to stop there and say this. Listen. When we're praying today, again, don't limit what God's going to do. I have heard stories of people praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and literally the earth started to shake. Literally, the earth started to shake. I've heard stories where a mighty wind starts to blow. I've heard stories of there being manifestations of what's called God's Shekinah glory, those tongues of fire. That's happened before, church. Not just on the day of Pentecost. It's happened throughout history. As a matter of fact, do you know why we draw saints with halos? That's a symbol of the Shekinah glory of God, the presence of God. The face of God is on them, on their face, and their face shines with the glory of God. So I just want to stop real quick and say, you know what? Just let God be God and let God move today. Now let's go back to Acts chapter 2, verse 4. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. For you, today is Pentecost. For you, today is the day that the Holy Spirit wants to flow on you just like on the day of your baptism, that the Holy Spirit wants to come to you and Lord Jesus wants to come to you and take you down into the river that's flowing from the temple of God. You know, think about that. Think about, you know, you think of pictures of people being baptized in a river, right? Lord Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan. And you think of like down south, you know, those great Black Baptist churches, those Pentecostal churches where the people dress in white and they go down to the river. I've been to one of those baptisms. Wow, you know you're baptized when you go to one of those baptisms. It's beautiful, it's beautiful, it's beautiful. Lord Jesus today wants to take you down into the river of life and wants to immerse you in the Holy Spirit. He wants to lay you down in that river. So you're just dripping. When you come up, you'll be dripping with the presence and the power of God. Isn't that exciting? Lord Jesus wants to take you to the river of life. The river of life. And he wants to lay you down in that river. Do you have that image? I want you to get that image deep down in you. He wants to take you to the river of life today. He wants to immerse you. You know who the Holy Spirit is? The Holy Spirit is the love. We studied this. The Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. Today, Lord Jesus wants to immerse you in the love that he and the Father experience. That's the river of life. That's having life to the fullest. John 10:10, Lord Jesus says, I came that you might have life and have it to the fullest. You want a full life? Then live a life that's immersed in the love of God. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus Christ wants to do for you today. Jesus is going to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. So let's start by releasing our hearts to God through our tongue by praising him. Now, you received a booklet, remember, called Entering His Gates, and you might want to just use that booklet to turn around, turn in that booklet, and we're just going to start praising God. We're going to spend some time now. It's time, church. It's time for us to pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to get our eyes off of ourselves and on to God. I'm telling you, that was the teaching I gave you last week about getting your eyes off of yourself and on to God. And this is so important when we pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because people get all caught up in themselves. No, we want to seek his face today. My heart says, seek your face. Your face I seek, O Lord. So let's just start right now. Let's open up our mouth and begin to speak forth the praise of God. Now remember, who's going to make this uncomfortable for you? The enemy. Don't let him have his way. He was the worship leader of heaven, and he hates it when we start to worship God. And again, why did God give you a tongue if it was not first to praise him, to speak out his praise? So ready? Let's start in our prayer now. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's just start praising him right now. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Now, come on, speak it with me. You are my God. You're the Most High. Blessed be your name, O Lord. You are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You're the one true living God of Israel. You are the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Come on now, praise him. Use your mouth. Use your lips. Keep going. Keep going now. Just keep speaking out his praise. I praise you. I bless you. I lift up your name. You're my Father. You're my Savior. You're my constant abiding companion, Holy Spirit. You're the most holy Trinity. Keep going now. You're the all-powerful, the all-knowing. You are present everywhere. Your love, O Lord, we just bless you. We adore you. We magnify your holy name. Jesus, Jesus. If you don't know what to say, just say Jesus, Jesus. But use that booklet. Keep going. I'm going to be talking. I'm going to be coaching you here. Just keep going, keep going, keep praising God. Glory to you, O Lord. You are Elohim, the creator of God. You are El Elyon, the Most High God, and there is no God like you. We bless you, O Lord. You are the healer, Lord. We give you thanks, O Lord, for what you've done and what you're going to do. We thank you for saving us, Lord. We thank you that we're baptized, Lord. We thank you for our life and for our family, Lord. Just keep praising him and thanking him right now. For what else can you give thanks to God? You know, tell him what you're grateful for right now. Just keep going, keep going. Holy, holy, holy are you, O Lord God. Praise and glory and honor to you, O Lord, Almighty Father. We love you, we adore you. Holy, 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 holy. Holy is your name, Lord. Now pray after me. Say this after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you've chosen me through the waters of baptism. I am a child of God. Father, I renew my baptismal promises. I reject Satan and all his lies. I believe in you, Father, the creator of heaven and earth. I believe in you, Jesus, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. Jesus, I believe that you rose from the dead. Holy Spirit, I believe in you as the Lord and giver of life. Holy Trinity, I give you my life, totally and completely. Do with me what you will. Jesus, your word declares in Psalm 46:4, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. Jesus, you are the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. Take me down into the river of the Holy Spirit. Immerse me in your Spirit. Cause me to drip with your Spirit. Baptize me in the Holy Spirit, like the apostles on the day of Pentecost. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, like on the day of my baptism. Fill me to the point of overflowing. Now I want to encourage you just to open your hands right now and let your heart go out to the Lord and start saying something like this. Just start saying, come, Holy Spirit. Just come, Holy Spirit. Just open up your hands right now. Just close your eyes. Don't worry about anybody around you. Don't worry about anything else right now. I'm telling you, by faith know this, Jesus Christ is right there with you now. Let Jesus just take you down into that river right now. And just keep saying, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit. Say things like, I'm yours Holy Spirit, fill me Holy Spirit. Just keep going, keep going. Just open up your mouth. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Praise you, Holy Spirit. Just tell him, Jesus, baptize me right now. And just let the Spirit wash over you and cover you. Just let the Holy Spirit come to you right now. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Glory to you. Just let the Holy Spirit just cover you. Jesus, right now, I just pray that you would just take that person, Father, whoever this believer is right now, and just immerse them right now, Jesus. Immerse them in your Holy Spirit. Now I just want to encourage you to surrender your tongue to the Lord. Don't worry about what you're going to say. Just thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Just keep praising them. Keep going. I'm going to coach you now. Keep going. Keep going. Just keep saying, come, Holy Spirit. Just thank him and praise him. I'm going to coach you. Keep going. You keep praising him and just asking for the Holy Spirit to come. And then I'm going to talk to you right now, okay? Just keep going. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And just when I'm going to begin to pray in tongues pretty soon. I'm going to sing, we're going to sing Alleluia, okay? And when I sing Alleluia, I want you to sing with me, and at the end of it, just let your tongue go. Just let your tongue go. Alleluia, 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 ria, ria, ande. Just release your tongue. Let's go back to the Alleluia. 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 La 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 la. Just move your tongue. Physically move your tongue. Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're baptized in the Holy Spirit now. Praise you, Lord. Just say this after me. Thank you, Jesus, for baptizing me in the Holy Spirit. Thank you. I welcome you, Holy Spirit. Holy God, worthy God. Say this, I am baptized in the Holy Spirit. Just stay in the presence of the Lord. We're going to come to the end of this time. Just stay in His presence. And if you haven't received the gift of tongues, just go back to that Alleluia. And when you get to the Ah part, just keep singing the Ah. And just let it flow. Just let words flow. The Holy Spirit will take over. You'll see. Just step out in faith and let Him have. We're going to close with that, okay? We're going to sing that Alleluia. And we're just going to close with the praying in tongues. Alleluia. Excuse me. Alleluia. 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 Ariande, Riandala, Seria, Riandande, Shiri, Uria, la, Mahala, Ariale, Sia.